lot of confidence right now yourself, four goals and four starts. Just talk about how you feel on the field.
Yeah, I mean, feeling confident. It's easy to feel confident when the team's playing so well. Just able to do my part, just try to add some energy, try to keep the ball for us, and team does a great job fighting, scrapping, and today I thought we kept the ball really, really well.
You and Ryan seem to be making a pretty good combination up front. Are you guys playing well off each other?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, me personally, it's so easy to play off of a guy like Ryan Johnson. He's one heck of a forward. He fights for you. He scraps. He holds the ball. Such a strong individual to battle with, and all I have to do is kind of play underneath, pick up the little bits and pieces, and then able to get a couple chances and finish those. So he makes my job so easy.
Chris, we're coming to your locker, it seems like every minute now. But I noticed, way before you scored, just from the beginning, just playing with so much confidence. I mean, can you feel, have you played this way before? Has it been since high school or college? That where you're just, it looks like every time you have the ball that, with you and Ryan, that you feel like you guys can make something happen.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't think I owe it to myself. I owe it to this team. They're playing so well where, I mean, it makes my job easy. And I think the whole team just is exuding confidence right now. I feel that we, have this belief that we can beat any team, go play with any team. And so especially at home, being on Buckshaw, we have this mentality where we can go out and play. And so, I just have to step out there. I know what job I have to do. And all 11 guys or 14 guys or 24 guys know what their job is out there. And we do that. And when we execute like that, it makes this job be a lot easier.
Is this more important than getting a 1-0 victory, getting Joey his maiden, getting Ryan his first of the season? Does that stuff make a difference in the long run?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sometimes, I know, especially as a forward, right now, knock on wood, I'm able to score goals, but sometimes it's very hard to. No matter what you do, you can't do it. So anytime you get one, it's a great feeling. And, I bet those two have a lot more coming, especially in the next couple games coming up. They're great players, and I knew that it was coming, so it's definitely helps a lot.
Now, to answer my question, when was the last time that you were feeling this way and playing this way?
I would have to say either in college or, I mean, probably reserve league. When I was with Houston, was in a form that was pretty good. Got a couple of CONCACAF Champions games and play with some confidence like that, and I felt like I was playing all right. Right now, you just kind of go through stages where, every touch just happens to be right there. Everything's working out well. So, yeah,
probably. When you had some nice chances earlier, it seemed like a constant pressure on their defense. Of course, they were man down, but nonetheless,
absolutely,
they were there. But when you got that one on the goal, did you feel like, okay, I got this one?
Yeah, definitely. I felt like, we're going to get our chances, especially. It was frustrating. We knew that we were a man up, but when we were pressing hard, and so it was so crucial to get that first goal right before halftime, because it made them have to step out. They couldn't just pack it in. And sometimes when you're a man up, it makes things almost more difficult because they're concentrating so much on staying back, getting guys behind the ball, that makes it hard to break them down. And so, to get that goal was so crucial and such a great play, great ball by Bobby and great finish by RJ. And, it opened things up, and we knew that we were going to get chances. We just had to finish them.
Yeah, it sure looked like they were compact. Their shape changed after the man down.
Yeah.
I mean, all you saw was red back there. And
definitely.
At that point, I was like, how are you going to get it through? I couldn't figure out, how
absolutely.
You finally get it through.
So four goals in four straight games, that puts you in pretty elite company in Earthquakes history, I'm told. That
really?
Ties you with Ronald Cerritos and Espinosa as
wow.
A title. So how does that feel for you?
That feels great. It's such a great honor because just to have my name mentioned with those names, I was fortunate to play with Ronald Cerritos, and he's a great player. And, just to even be on that level, it's pretty nice. But, again, I owe this one all to the teammates, especially today's goal. It was such great build-up by those other guys. And, Bobby, RJ, Ramiro put that one on a platter for me, so I owe it a lot to these guys.
Yeah, I want to kind of have you expand a little bit on how Bobby Condi has been playing so far this season. I mean, he seems to really be hitting stride, and the service he's providing for you guys has got to be fantastic.
Oh, yeah, it's just unreal. I mean, he's playing so well. He's such a good player, so quick, so dynamic, and his balls in make it so dangerous and makes it great for forwards. We just pick our runs, and he's able to pick us out rather than the other way around, which can make things a lot more difficult. All we have to do is try to get open, and so you know, I mean, he's putting the balls right there, and he's playing so well right now, and he's really in form.
Did you need to grow maybe 2 or 3 more inches in a couple of those?
A couple of those. I wish I was. Exactly. I wish I was a maybe Bobby Burling size or Ike Hops. I could have gotten that, but I wish.